This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Thank you so much for listening this morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. And we are going to start with the Carlos Santana guitar auction for the Houston Food Bank. Hooman, do we have someone who's
made
a bid? We
do, yes. This is Kathy from the 6650 called
the
in, and she started our bidding at $1,000.
Oh, Kathy, boy, we've already raised twice what we hoped to raise. So we're going up in $100 increments. So the next bid stop is $1,100 if you want to beat Kathy's bid. And where did you say? Is she from San Francisco?
650, I believe.
Oh, that's
sex
right. 650. How could I forget the 650?
Some things just stick, huh?
Yep. So he touched this. He noodled on it a little bit, and he signed it. It's a Paul Reed Smith silvery gray guitar.
Beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. It has like these little bird inlays all down the fretboard, which is like a signature thing for PRS. So that is, we're at $1,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kick ass. We're going to do this 6 to 9 today, tomorrow, and Friday. $100 increments is how the bid goes up, and, you know, call your rich friends. Let's get this thing done. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Beyonce, George Clooney, Oprah, just a few of the stars lined up for the big telethon going down next Tuesday for Hurricane Harvey relief. So frightening. The Harvey thing is, you know, now we're into the telethon phase, and Irma is bearing down with Jose right behind her. And, man, ugh, 'tis the season. It's awful. The lineup also includes Julia Roberts, Barbara Streisand, Reese Witherspoon, Jamie Foxx, Rob Lowe, Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, Kelly Rowland, Adam Sandler, Ryan Seacrest, Michael Strahan, Blake Shelton. They are going to be doing it in three different locations. In Universal Studios in Los Angeles, Times Square in New York, and the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. The show is called Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief, and it's going to air live at 8 p.m. It's only an hour long. Like a lot of times, it feels like they'll do them for, you know, all night long or all day long or something. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time, which I guess means it's 5 o'clock our time.
Well, I think that's a couple things. You figure people don't have long attention spans. There's tons of shows on, but also you're right. There's two more hurricanes coming our way.
Right.
How long can they expect to keep the phone lines open for that one thing when there may be more to come?
Well, and by Tuesday, we'll know the path of Irma, and they'll already, I mean, people are evacuating right now from Florida.
Also, I do think that the fact that we get instant money raising due to social media, I mean, J.J. Watt raised what?
Over 20 million bucks now.
By himself.
Yep.
And tons of companies have jumped forward too with big donations. So I think that's good. An hour, we're good.
Yep. It's airing on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and CMT. The money is going to go to several charities, including the United Way of Greater Houston, Habitat for Humanity, and Save the Children. So that is happening on Tuesday, the 12th. There was a story floating around that ABC was pissed off at Michael Strahan for refusing to cut his vacation short in order to join Good Morning America's coverage of Hurricane Harvey, especially since he's a Houston native. Michael is there now, visiting with refugees. He said, I can't even manage what goes through your head and the fear you must have to move on and move forward. I have to say, from everyone I've talked to, it's amazing how strong they are. So he is on the job. Fear not. Green Day broadcast a set on Facebook Live yesterday in support of the charity AmeriCares and kicked in $100,000 of their own money. Florida is bracing for Hurricane Irma. The NFL right now is trying to decide what to do about Sunday's game between the Dolphins and the Buccaneers.
Well, they know they're not having it there.
That's
so
for sure.
I think the question is, do they play it somewhere else, or
is it still a preseason game?
No, the official start of the season is, I think, tomorrow night.
Oh,
today's
Thursday
Wednesday.
Night
I'm
football.
So screwed up.
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, let me look. I have it on my calendar. Yeah, NFL Week 1 starts tomorrow.
Yeah, so here's the J.J. Watts, over $20 million. So I wonder if he's just raised the ceiling again. A week ago, he was asking for $200,000. Mm-hmm. Now he's raised over $20 million. It's amazing. The Tonight Show's kicking in $1 million. So that is ongoing. We're raising money with our Carlos Santana signed guitar from Bananas at Large. They've donated the guitar, and he scrawled a signature on there. You can see it at RadioAlice.com. All the money's going to go to the Houston Food Bank. And Hooman, you're on the line with someone right now. Are we still at a...
No, we have a higher bidder, everyone.
Uh-oh.
A quick update from the Sex 78.
Where's the Sex 78?
Is Atlanta.
Oh,
Terry has brought the bid up to $1,500, everyone.
All right. What's Boston? 781?
That is, I think that is one. The 617, 508, maybe 781's a new one. I don't know.
All
I
right.
haven't lived there for so long.
I used to know all those because, you know, radio jobs.
Yeah. What is it, who?
It says 781 covers most of Boston suburbs.
All right.
Along Route 128 and two-thirds of the South Shore.
Oh.
Thank you.
No, thank you. So this guy, Terry, is from Atlanta?
Yeah. Woman or man?
Terry's a man.
I have family there.
$1,500 bucks right now. And I wonder, though, how is he going to get, I guess he'll, maybe we'll ship it back and forth. He sends us the check and we'll
promotions
work, it
work it out.
Yeah, that's
not
they
our
can
problem.
Send it.
Yeah.
Easy.
I just thought this was so funny. Like, who among us has not had trouble getting a package or, you know, they won't leave it at your door or they're, you know, you've got to be there to sign for it or whatever it is. So Madonna has been going through that this week. And it's funny because she, is this a tweet or an Instagram? Looks like a tweet. Anyway, bitch, I'm Madonna. It's what's funny to me about this picture, right? So it's Madonna sitting in her kitchen. She looks super frustrated. She's got her glasses on. She's just like, the caption is, when you've been arguing with FedEx all week that you really are Madonna and they still won't release your package. Hashtag bitch please. But she's totally dressed like Madonna. Like she's got a bunch of different sort of, you know, bangly necklaces on. And then she has, like, a bra with, like, a strappy thing. It's just so funny. I'm like,
old Madonna?
Yeah, like, you know, 80s Madonna. I'm like, oh, look at that. She pulled out all her old clothes. So she writes that, and everyone goes, oh, my God, it's crazy. She has problems, too. It was retweeted about 7,000 times, around 30,000 likes. And then she gets a message from FedEx Help. And it's one of the ones with a little check mark next to it. So I guess it's, you know, confirmed that it's
verified.
FedEx Help. And it says, hi, this is Julie. I would like to help. Please DM your delivery address, tracking, and phone numbers. And then, of course, everyone goes crazy. Like, here's a girl who sent an actual picture. She said, oh, here's an actual pic of Julie. And she's totally dressed like Madonna about to go to a Halloween costume. Everyone's like, yeah, nice try, Julie. And I don't know if it's really Julie from FedEx.
It probably is.
Right, exactly. And probably she DM'd her. I would think all she'd need is a tracking number. Wouldn't that have all the information? Why is she asking for all the delivery address and phone numbers? But it's funny. It's got to be hard to be Madonna. Be like, yeah, I want to order a pizza for delivery. Yeah, Madonna is the name.
Wow. Hey, where are those kids?
Her children?
Yeah. They got to be in college, right?
Yeah, Lourdes is...
Like, she's a model, right?
She's in her... If she's not in her 20s, she's pretty damn close. She's gorgeous. I think she's doing some modeling.
She lays pretty low, though, doesn't she?
The kid she had, Rocco, with Guy Ritchie, I want to say he lives with Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, because they had problems, right?
Right. They had some back and forth.
He's in high school?
He's like 18.
Yeah.
That kid's... Or maybe 17.
Lourdes is a 20.
Oh. Looking good. Big eyebrows. It's a good
That's
look.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Leave your eyebrows alone, beautiful everybody.
Just let them go wild.
Well, I told you the missus tried to grow hers out a little.
Yeah.
And there was like a bald spot in the middle, and then some of it was coming in like on her eyelid, which mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened, but it was coming in below. She went as long as she could and then couldn't.
Yeah. Well, let them go and then just get them waxed a little wider or something. And then, you know, sometimes you've just overplucked them and that's all there is to it.
I think that's where she's at.
That sucks.
Or that new trend. Remember the pictures we were seeing with the wavy?
You know, I was thinking about that. Those had to be photoshopped. They were saying you're going to be seeing these new, like the new look was these kind of swaggly.
Like cartoon?
Yeah. Like, you know, and they were clearly drawn in to some degree.
Right.
But I really think that, I'm like, how would you even make that happen? I guess if you drew it on and then kind of like aimed
people are artists, man. The makeup you see people and all the stuff that they do is amazing to me. I wish I could do stuff like that.
Yeah, but that starts looking like Hunger Games crap. Like,
right. It's exactly what we said. It was like, oh, people from the Capitol would
have
that.
I just figure it's fashion forward stuff. You're going to see that on the catwalk or whatever.
Right.
I mean, nobody in real life is going to.
Oh, I would go squiggly eyebrow if I had to.
Well, that's the problem. People in real life do, but then they're the people who aren't living real life. They're like, I can't participate in anything. I'll mess this up.
Yeah. You think this just happens?
I can't go
Took
swimming.
Took me 4 hours.
Right. Swimming? Like, I can't even go sweating. I'm not doing any of the things you're doing. I'll be in here with a fan, gently keeping my face dry. Oh. I love the styles in the Capitol. That's one of the things I liked the best about the movies. I thought that the Hunger Game movies. I love the books. I thought the Hunger Game movies were eh. But I did think that they really captured what the fashion of the, you know, just the excess and the fashion of the Capitol, like all the guys with the carved beards that curled up onto their faces and, you know, very Dave Navarro style. Like that dude would be great in the Capitol. But it was really,
really well done from a costuming standpoint.
Thank you.
Rudy saw that last night.
Did you go, Brent? You didn't go.
I didn't go, no.
Same person.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to not go, so I just.
So he wrote me.
Yeah.
And what did he say about it?
Three words.
Oh my God.
It was great.
Oh. I'm so excited.
Are you?
I don't know
how they're going to do it. You know, as I've been rereading the book, I'm starting to think I never read it or quit really early on because there's so much there that I don't remember. Right. And there's so much racism, so much incredible violence, and it's not the scary like boogeyman violence, it's father on daughter violence, or it's the stuff that you see in or like cruelty to animal violence where you're all
right.
I don't want to know. I'm imagining, and the racism is profound in the book.
Right.
So, I don't know how they're going to tackle all that.
Well, they'll probably
skip
it, clean it up a little bit. So we had heard that they're going to do. Was this true? They're going to do the first part as the children.
Children, right?
That's what we've read. But
because it's so long, and it really is. It's like these people have to come back 27 years later, or whatever it is. To
I asked Rudy to really pay attention and fill you guys in Thursday at 9 when we peek for the week. Everyone, thanks for sticking with us.
Our friend Rudy
today, too.
We'll be here.
So they can obviously move anything they want in the movie, but in the book, the later part, the adult part is in the 80s. So the young part is in the 60s.
Right.
And there is profound racism.
Right.
One of the characters is black, and they are using words that we don't use today. No. Not even. It's just going to be interesting how they handle that.
Well, 27 years ago, they did an ABC miniseries on this. Like, the book's been out that long. I didn't even realize.
Rudy watched the miniseries, and he's going to compare and contrast.
Oh.
Well, it's funny because Tim Curry played the clown, Pennywise,
right?
In the ABC miniseries, and the new guy's name is Bill Skarsgård. So, and the Skarsgård name is the one you've heard.
Right.
Like, he is from that family.
What's the other guy's name?
There's Kellen Skarsgård. Isn't there a Peter Skarsgård?
Alex.
There's Stellan. There's Alex. There's Gustav.
Alex is the one.
Is the True Blood one, right?
Right?
Yeah, that's one I love.
And his dad is a super famous actor. His dad was, remember in Good Will Hunting, the guy who went to Robin Williams and said, there's this math genius, help him out, blah, blah, blah. Remember
Vaguely,
that guy?
Sure.
That's Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh, Stellan.
That's the father of all these guys.
Didn't he just die?
No, he's still alive. He's
sure?
A Swedish actor.
Yeah. Anyway, so Tim Curry approves very much of Bill Skarsgård. For those of you who are worried that the guy who once played Pennywise the Clown won't like the new guy playing Pennywise the Clown, he thinks he's very clever, etc. But I looked up Bill Skarsgård this morning. Because I've seen the new Pennywise, and he does look horrifying.
Yeah, wicked.
And it's funny when you see this kid's face, you go, oh, he looks totally familiar. I guess he's been in some movies and done a little bit of TV work. But you can then see him in The Clown, and it's pretty funny. So, and he also is hoping that the movie has a better ending than his miniseries version. And there's a spoiler in here, so I won't say it.
Oh, okay.
But he...
What happened?
Here, you can come read it.
Okay.
But he hopes that there's a better ending. Which, I don't even think they're going to end it. Right? I mean, it sounds like they're going to do the adult version.
Well,
afterwards.
If we're going by what the texter said, they're already working on the adult version, which would be It 2 right now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Rudy thinks it's great. Because I am dying to see that. It opens this weekend, right?
Correct.
Any minute now, we are going to get the announcements for Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my God. Please.
Also opening this weekend is Home Again with Reese Witherspoon. We'll be reviewing that as well, romantic comedy.
Oh, is that the one you saw? Because you don't
like
the
scary movies.
I'm going
to see that one tonight.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Right. Thank you so much.
We do have a couple confirmed people for Dancing with the Stars. Terrell Owens, they say he'll be bringing his bird dance from back in the NFL days to Dancing with the Stars. They're confirming he's joining the upcoming season.
His bird dance.
You know, NFL players have done well on Dancing with the Stars. Winners like Emmett Smith, Hines Ward, Donald Driver, Rashad Jennings. Runners-up, Jerry Rice, Warren Sapp, and Jason Taylor. Chad Ochocinco found out that the touchdown dances don't translate to the ballroom. He finished fourth in 2010. Terrell says he asked Chad for advice. He said, it's going to be a lot of work, but I expect nothing different. This is going to be a challenge for me. It's definitely not in my wheelhouse. I danced as a little kid, but this is nothing like what I'm going to expect, I'm sure. It's unclear. I guess Cheryl Burke is also Terrell Owens' partner. She's the professional dancer.
Okay.
And the rumor was that Chad gave her the business while they were paired up.
Is that right?
There's a lot of talk about that. Neither one of them has ever confirmed it. Cheryl said they did have a little flirty fling. But that
Why wouldn't they? What, is there some reason they shouldn't?
No. Well, I don't know. Was Chad married or anything?
Well, he's the guy. He's been in trouble. Do you remember he was going to marry one of the ladies from the basketball?
Evelyn Lozada.
And he punched her in the head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should get plastic surgery.
Oh, Jesus.
And divorced him like on
a month?
The spot.
Like a
right
month
after
later
they
or
gotten married.
Yeah.
That was that. Boom.
Well,
and
punch
he
a lady
pulled
in the
he
head.
Start well, right, of course, absolutely. But he starts the I'm so sorry and I can't believe that happened, and yet he lost everything from that moment forward. Surprised. I'm really surprised he got to do Dancing with the Stars, actually, because...
Well, it was 2010. Was that before the...
I think that was after, because he was a media darling.
Yes.
He was someone who...
Oh,
everyone loved him.
I agree.
He had TV shows lining up and all kinds of TV work, and then it just went away, as it should, because you punch girls, dude.
So as of early this morning, Terrell and Drew Scott, who is the... real estate agent from the Property Brothers. I can't remember if we decided if he was a construction guy or not.
Boo.
There's a construction guy and a real estate guy. The cast is being announced. Actually, it may already be announced. It's 9:30 East Coast time. Last night, Entertainment Tonight was saying that 80s singer Debbie Gibson was on board.
Oh.
And then there have been other rumors like Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Is that fun that Debbie Gibson's going to be there?
I guess.
Do you know her?
I do. I mean, she had like a...
She had a break from her mall tours.
Yeah. Remember, it was her and who's that other girl? Tiffany.
Yeah.
I always think of them as being about the same person.
Play Only in My Dreams.
What? Which one is that?
Please tell me you don't know that song. You know that song?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
Who's that one?
Debbie Gibson.
Don't you have any standards?
Dude, I watched all of...
Oh, come on.
Oh, I do know the song.
Yeah, come on.
Boy, she sucks, huh?
Well, back in the day, I guess it was fine.
Oh, come on. We don't want to hear any more of this.
The soundtrack, though, I mean, that could it could almost be like a Howard Jones song if it had like good singing over it. Boom, 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 boom. Boy, that stinks. You're right.
Only in my dream.
So, Yuzi, check and see if we get the complete
list.
I'm
looking at it right now.
So you have it.
I feel like you've mentioned all these already. Nick Lachey and his wife, uh-huh. Vanessa Minnilla.
Oh, competing separately?
Yes, it looks like that.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
The real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran.
Okay.
Female wrestler Nikki Bella.
Oh, so
yeah, yeah, we did mention all these.
Yeah,
right.
I like her. Former basketball star Derek Fisher.
Okay.
Pretty Little Liars star Sasha Pierce.
I've never even heard of her.
Paralympic swimmer Victoria Arlen.
Oh, that's right. I'm wondering what her deal is going to be.
Frankie Muniz. Uh-huh. Violinist Lindsay Sterling. Remember we had heard that last week?
That's great. So she's going to do it.
Grease Live star Jordan Fisher and Debbie Gibson.
Grease Live. Okay. Derek Fisher is not without his controversy. He was the guy who was caught sleeping with some other basketballer's wife.
Oh,
and the guy, I think they got in a fight.
Yeah.
And Derek Fisher ended up, he played for a long time, and then he ended up coaching the New York Knicks for a minute, and they did horribly, and he was fired. And this, I guess, is his next thing.
But he's stars.
An interesting cat. He's got his controversy for sure. Coming up in the news, I've got and
Dublin
story.
All right.
Also, poop. This might be the worst date story of all time.
Oh, no. It's a date story and poop.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a brand new song from U2, in case you couldn't deduce that. You're the best thing about me. From Songs of Experience. We just looked. We don't see a release date. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But that is from their forthcoming album.
I like it.
Yeah. You're the best thing about me. Brand new U2. This part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. We have an update now on the Carlos Santana autographed guitar that we're auctioning off for Hurricane Harvey relief. We're going to do this today, tomorrow, and Friday. The bidding is open from 6 to 9, $100 increments. Where are we at, Hooman?
That is correct, Sarah. And if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, we posted an incredible picture of Sarah, Yuzette, and Bryn. All the rules and stuff. So this morning we had Kathy come in at 1,000, then we had Terry come in at 1,500, and then Kathy heard Terry, and Kathy got upset.
Uh-oh.
And Kathy from the Sex 50 bid 2,000.
Oh, we're at $2,000.
All right.
Right out of the gate. We have until Friday at 9 a.m. So you have to call us, 800-400-3697. We are looking for a phone call so we can talk to you, confirm that you're not a robot. People do that now. So call up and $100. So the next up is $2,100 if you want to beat Kathy's bid. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For September, check out the Oakland Hills.
Woo! They're lovely.
They are. You're right. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Key West International Airport is preparing to close as Hurricane Irma approaches the island chain. It looks like officials say the airport's going to close Wednesday night due to the fear of, obviously, Irma.
Right.
Destroying the place.
They say most of the keys are only 6 feet above water, and that the swells in this are just going to engulf entire islands.
Wind of that. I mean, what does it have to be a hurricane? 170 mile per hour winds?
I don't know.
They have a specific miles per hour
right.
for it to become a Category 5 hurricane. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, of course that will push the water onto land. Anyway, and your parents are making a run for it.
They are. I think they're leaving tomorrow.
All right.
156 miles per hour.
Is the hurricane?
Is it Category 5.
There you go.
Oh, Category 5? Mm-hmm. And these are already clocking at like 185.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
There you go. So obviously, Hurricane Harvey is still in the top of the news, although now we're in a different phase of that news process. And I know we've all seen a lot of tragic pictures. One that made me just giggle and then continue to laugh out loud was a picture of a grocery store. Did you see this on Facebook?
I don't think so.
It's a grocery store shelf, and it's bare. On both sides, bare all the way down.
Everything's been
bare
purchased.
Bare all the way down. And right there in the middle is all the vegan food.
Nobody wants
still
that.
In full stock in all the grocery stores of Houston.
Yeah. If the end of the world is coming, I'm breaking my vegan pledge. That's hilarious. Well, good news for vegans. There's still plenty of stuff for you in the stores.
All the vegan meat substitutes are there in full stock. Whoa. Seems that even when people are facing starvation, eating vegan meat is not an option.
Yeah. Vegan meat just sounds
pointless.
Right.
And we have a vegan friend, and we were both laughing as I saw it, and then I passed it over, and then she saw it, and she's laughing. She's like, oh, Leslie's going to love this. Our friend Leslie is like, do you have any cheese? Like, what can vegans eat?
They can't eat cheese.
They have the
vegan cheese?
Right.
The soy cheese?
It's impossible to be vegan. I don't know how anyone does it.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's awful. It makes you so angry.
Well, vegans, you won't have to worry. The food will be in great supply.
No one wants
in case of a tragedy.
It's all yours.
Uh-huh. This story from Dublin.
All right.
A guy named Jesse Lawrence from Dublin, California, got trapped in his apartment last week when a UPS driver dropped off a tall, thin Amazon box at his door and wedged it between his door handle and the floor.
Oh.
He wound up having to call his building's maintenance guy to help. Come get me out of my house. I can't open the door.
Because
the handle wouldn't turn.
See.
So
that's
UPS guys
blocking you in your house.
Yeah,
that's funny. I thought when you said Dublin, I thought you were going to say something about Ireland.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Although I did just get my news, everyone. If you've been following
the
saga that is me sending out for Ancestry DNA.
Yeah. Oh.
My brother got his results and came back like 21 or 2% Great Britain, which right. I had no idea was in us.
Right.
So I asked the question, and my mom, our family, man, they tell us something when we were like three, and then they just let it roll and never added any kind of, oh, but we found out, or oh, and then.
Yeah.
Or,
well,
oh,
you know,
another 3-year-olds,
you say, yeah, you're half Italian, half Irish.
Right.
Just off you go.
And I've been rolling with that ever since. Right. Anyway, she goes, oh, yeah, I think that I was told that your dad's grandma was English,
British.
I'm like, well, when the hell, where the, anyway, so my brother's 21-something% British. So I was surprised to find that out and decided to send out my own Ancestry DNA.
Because apparently it can be very different.
And it is. Turns out I'm still got a lot of Irish in me.
Oh.
Yep. Thank you. Where did it go? So my results came back 51% Italian. Let me see here. Why can't I find it?
I remember all the stats.
Do you?
Sure. 7% English. You're a smaller royal subject than you thought.
Yeah, I'm a little
but
upset
still,
about that.
Oh, you were enjoying being English.
Yeah, well.
Well, you're still 7%. That's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah, 51% Italian, 15% Irish, 7% British. I got some black in me. Sorry, African in me. And some Asian in me. 1% Asian.
Oh, that's nice. You're everything.
I got a bunch of stuff in me. It turns out, even if you think you're pure, you're not. Because they're going to find some stuff in you that
well,
you...
Well, yeah. I mean, we all basically come, they say, from, you know, there's 5 points where...
Well,
you can trace back.
And
to.
The top of Africa touches the boot of Italy, so I know there had to be some stuff happening.
Oh,
some
sure.
people
I
crossing
mean,
that little
just,
body of water and yes. having at each other's people.
Yeah.
You look pretty good over there. What's up?
On a
right?
clear day, I can see all the way to my girlfriend.
Gotta be, right?
Absolutely.
So, dating's fun.
Oh, is it?
Sure. I do think it's fun. I think that you can have a good time, and if you keep a nice light attitude about it, you can have some enjoyable experiences with different people.
Sure.
And you don't have to always be like, is she the one? Mm. Or more
keep that in mind, people, you don't have to be
is he the one?
Is he the one? Well, a girl knows if you're the one within about a minute of meeting you.
Well,
but
and then she says,
let you buy
you're
dinner.
Not quite the one, so let me see if I can adjust you
yeah.
a lot.
Right.
Or you could just be the one right now.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. You know, let's keep it light. Have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
And sometimes things just don't go well. You just don't hit it off.
No.
Or some kind of tragic incident takes place that maybe you'll never recover
like during
from.
The date?
A guy named Liam Smith from Bristol, England started a crowdfunding campaign on GoFundMe yesterday. He needs a new window. People are like, why should we help you with that, right?
Yeah, why? I mean, get a new window then.
Liam, last month, went on a first date with a girl from Tinder, and it went well. Oh. And they went back to his place to have wine and watch a documentary. And
uh-huh.
to get, you know.
Freaky.
Anyway, she used the bathroom and came out panicked. She told him she'd pooped and it wouldn't flush, so she tried to throw the poop out the window. you know, a poop log. She picked it up out of the toilet and tried to throw it out the window.
Then what happened?
So I'm immediately in my head like, you touched your poop?
Listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to
no,
do. It
uh-uh.
wouldn't flush.
No, so you come out and you say, I've got a problem in here. I need help.
No. You got to. Sometimes
you, do not
you have to do
pick
what you
up
have
a
to
poop
do.
Log and try to.
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
She tried to throw it out the window.
What happened?
But they were
what?
Weird double pane windows with lots of space between the panes,
oh, no.
and it dropped in between.
Oh, no. Oh, so there it is.
So she came running out panicked, as I said, and told him I'd just gone and I.
Sure. It wasn't bad enough that I had to reach in to grab it to get it out, but now it's in between your two windows.
Right. So anyway, Liam and her started working together to get her poop log out of the window.
Right. Fish that thing out of there.
When she tried to crawl in to grab it, she got stuck upside down.
Oh my God. What? I wish I could see a picture. I don't understand this window at all.
The fire department had to come rescue her. This is a first date.
So it's like the best first date ever so far, right?
They broke the window in the process of getting her out of there.
Oh, I see.
Liam
now
says,
a new...
I'm a grad student and I cannot afford this. So he started the GoFundMe page.
Yes.
And he needs $250 for a new window. And here's the real kicker.
Here's the picture. I can't quite make that out.
Oh, there's her upside down.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, she's upside. She's hanging upside down in that picture. Can you see her?
I can't quite understand what the...
The poop is down there.
And she's hanging in, trying to get... You know, I'll tell you something. First of all, this is a bathroom window, so it has the ripply glaze
yeah.
on it. If my poop had gone down between that window and the next one, I would just be like...
You wouldn't say anything about it, right?
I think I'll leave it.
And just get out of there?
I'm just going to go home.
This date's over?
But the problem is she probably liked this guy. And she was like, I gotta go tell
him. The problem is, somewhere in her broken brain, she thought to fist her own poop out of the toilet. You,
well,
don't,
you don't know. Maybe she scooped it with something.
No, you don't go into the toilet and touch poop. You don't.
Well, you don't want to,
no,
Vinny. I agree.
You don't.
But sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
No, she doesn't. She just does. Says, this is where she says, I have a problem and I need some help in here. It shows a lot more.
I just don't understand why there's so much space between that window. And, like, is her hair hanging down into the poop in this picture?
Probably.
I'll hold it up to the camera. Maybe someone can, like, explain it to us.
You can totally go find this story. It's true. It's a true story. It's out there in the news. This is not something I made up just for us to talk about poop. And
like
here's the kicker.
All the other times. All right.
Let me find his name. Liam says, him and the girl are talking about going on a second date.
Yeah, I like them together.
You do not!
I do. I like them.
No, I mean, you
don't. They got a funny story to tell their kids. You know, she finally had to admit it. She's like, you know, I mean, the poop grabbing thing is a little bit like, but, you know, people have different, like, Vinny's at level 10, like DEFCON 10. Like, if, you know, he's not touching the poop. Other people are less concerned about it. You know, stuff washes off.
Stuff washes off, says.
Well, it does.
You can't wash your brain.
I'm not that
worried
about it.
It's in there forever.
Yeah, that's, again, with you and the DEFCON
10. The visual of this, your honey holding her own Duke at the window trying to figure out if she can launch it past the stairwell.
All right, Bryn's going to try and explain this window to us.
Well, do you see this angle here? It's still pretty vague.
Yeah, it's not.
It almost looks like that's being taken from the shower. Like, I do not understand that at all. I can't believe she tried
to throw
it out.
All you need to know is she reached in the toilet and tried to.
Totally acceptable.
You would do that.
I might if I had to.
Oh my God.
If I had to. I've had to do some terrible things in my life, Vinny.
What?
I.
What can you tell us about that you've had to do that's worse than that?
I had to do it for someone, and so I don't want to throw that person under the bus.
What?
We had a bathroom problem and it had to be.
Well, you don't have to throw that person. Yeah, what did you have to do?
I had to
you've told us this story before.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't. I never heard this.
To reach in there and
with your hand, your bare hand.
Well, there were no gloves. I even looked in the kitchen to see if there were some plastic gloves. And finally, I just was like, "F it," and I just got it out and washed my hand. These hands right
you
here.
You reached into the toilet and pulled poop out of the toilet and then put it where?
In a bucket or something. I don't even remember
into
what.
Into a
I think
bucket.
Plastic, into like a plastic bag.
Into a plastic bag.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do in life.
Well, this better have been your kid's poop.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm not saying whose poop it was.
The only way that's an acceptable move.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
The only way that's acceptable is if that was your kid's poop.
Why does it have to be my kid's poop?
Because if it's another person's poop, that's disgusting.
Oh, God. We gotta stop talking about
this. I know. She's so gross. Did you hear her?
I'm disgusted.
I am too.
You do what you gotta do in life.
You ate it?
Why are you hungry over that story?
Well, they're just saying I'm disgusted. Me too, I'm disgusted. I just thought it'd be funny if I threw that
in.
Our text number is 800-400-3697 if you want to send anything about Sarah and her...
And her heroism? Yeah, go ahead.
Heroism. 415 says, that was Chad Ochocinco, not Terrell Owens. We know. That's what we were talking about.
Terrell was talking to Chad about his time on Dancing
with
the Stars.
Right, and we went on about Chad, who had...
We dropped Terrell.
A very bright
Chad.
Future on TV, and then punched his wife, I think, at the time.
Yeah, Evan Lozada.
In the head, and it all went away, as it should. Let's see. Gap Inc. donated $1 million for Texas hurricane relief.
Oh, no shame.
Oh, yeah, right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Metallica.
Oh!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.